Yeah.
This is a kick-ass love story with Paige Van Zandt.
Austin Vanderford.
Dennis Vanderford. Yay!
Yeah.
He's sleeping on me.
Yeah. What are you drinking this morning?
Red Bull.
Different than what you were last episode.
What was I drinking last episode?
You're drinking margaritas last episode.
Okay, here's the thing. It's 11 a.m.
It's a little earlier. Gosh damn it. I was going to say, it's early. It's like 7 a.m. We had to get an early start this morning.
It's 11. I will go get a margarita.
No, I know you will.
You want me to?
Yeah. You know what's funny is we have everything backwards. You should drink in the morning and then at the evening, like.
That's what stop. I heard. I actually heard that drinking alcohol, like during breakfast, is the best time to drink it for your body. It's bad for you to drink it later at night.
Yeah, all the sugar and stuff disrupts your sleep and
sugar.
Yeah,
I love sugar. Yeah. I love sugar. I love Bloody Marys. I love brunch.
Yeah,
I am kind of a typical girl.
You really are.
Margaritas, chips and salsa.
Yeah,
brunch.
Beautiful fingernails.
You asshole. I was about to put some like
the fake ones,
the fake press on ones just for the podcast because I do talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
I have cute rings on, but but this fingernail, I broke the whole thing. I'm not sure if people can see it.
It's still just not doing good.
Oh, that whole thing needs to come off. Yeah. I crushed my entire finger. I also crushed my toe yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Should we tell them how?
Yeah, go for it, sweetheart.
So we're making out, and then one thing leads to another, and an adult needs to open their fun time drawer to get fun time things. It was our sex drawer. I was getting in for stuff. Anyways, I had my red light therapy propped up against my nightstand because I was doing red light therapy.
Yeah, the panel, and it's heavy.
It's heavy. It's like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Anyways, I pulled the drawer open and it fell and crushed my toe.
Can't believe that didn't take you out of the mood.
Did not.
Yeah. I had no idea until afterwards. You showed me your toe and I was like, holy shit.
Broken toe and all. I was ready to go.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay. Yeah. But I feel good this morning, though. I feel so we are filming a little earlier this morning because our podcast, our producer, he's got some stuff to take care of this week. So we adjusted. We went a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
I usually have trained and then we came back and, you know, do the podcast. But this morning, we just did our normal
daily
little
routine.
Yes, our little morning routine that we just started doing. And if you would like to
You just like when I share all the graphic
okay,
details.
Fine,
no,
fine.
I got you got No, I want to hear you say it.
Okay, fine. Something
I am not the most I am not the only vulgar person out of the two of
us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just started doing I want to say the scientific term.
We started suntanning our assholes in the morning.
perineum. I think it's perineum tanning. And it's kind of a trend.
You put your asshole to the sun.
Yeah, kind of a trend.
And let in the vitamin D.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, it's funny because you look it up, you know.
Don't be shy. I walked out this morning and you were full baby.
Yeah.
Full baby. My legs. I got coming. I took a peek just to see what you were working with. It was nice to look at.
Anyways, it's funny because anything you look up, if you look it up, you'll either see it can be really bad for you or really good for you, like depending on what you search.
Okay.
So I was like Googling.
But that's like anything.
That's what I mean, like anything. So I was Googling like the health benefits of it. And it's like, does direct sunlight to your butthole really do anything to
your search history? The things that are going to come up on your phone.
It's going to be so funny.
Don't just search suntanning butthole. I'm sure it's going to take you to an aggressive website.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, the little research that I did, there is no actual proven health benefits.
Oh, okay.
But
it feels really good.
It does, yeah. And it's supposed to give you a bunch of energy, like make you feel good, and which it does all of that. But there is one inherited risk of doing it.
What?
And that would be getting a
tan butt,
a sunburn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. And
do you have a suntan? Do you have a sunburn on your
No,
butthole?
No, because I count to 120, so I do like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I count 120, and then like, okay, that's enough. Uh-huh. You know, I don't want to burn my taint or something.
No,
so,
please don't burn that taint.
Yeah, but anyways, that got me thinking about, have you ever had a really, really bad sunburn?
Yeah, I was going to do a little side tangent. I did post pictures of it on my OnlyFans, so.
Shut the fuck up. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
How?
Post pictures on my OnlyFans?
You were, of me?
No, of me.
Oh, God. I thought you were like getting pictures of me and posting it on your OnlyFans.
No.
Because there has been some really...
Although there has been a few people that want to be sandwiched between us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know till you try. Anyway.
I can't kill anyone's dreams. But,
okay. Yeah. So, no, I did not post a picture of you. Yeah, I had posted a picture of me.
You know, because it's funny. Because we, you know, we'll roam around our backyard naked.
We're
we'll
naked. Do some... I would say 24.
Yeah.
The 24 would be 100%. Like 20 hours out of the day.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
In her house.
Maybe not 20
okay,
hours.
Okay, 75% of the time we're home, we're naked. Okay.
So, anyways, the funny part about that is we do also have, you know, a security breach or
security cameras.
Security cameras around it. And a lot of times you will get on and look at little fun, and she'll like find funny little things that I'm
clips
doing naked, and then she'll screenshot them and send them to me. I'm like, where the hell did you get these?
Well, because when I'm not home, you'll be home, you'll be out walking around naked, you'll be like making lunch, hanging out with Dennis, and then yeah. Of course I'm gonna go spy on you. You're my husband and you're naked. It's my literal favorite thing.
Yeah.
And then, I do screenshot it and I'll zoom in.
Yeah. So have you ever had a really, really bad sunburn?
Sorry, that's what we're paying attention to. No, I haven't.
Really? Yeah, because you've got...
I don't want to be like every Caucasian person and say, I'm Native American. Yeah. I actually am.
Yes.
I don't want to be like that asshole. Yeah. But yes, I have Native American. I think I'm an eighth.
Okay.
So no, I don't burn, but I do have like I don't know if you can see it
on
here.
Yeah, you got your
My skin is like I have dark spots all over, so I have like my whole body is covered in sunburns.
Yeah.
And the weird sunburns in birthmarks. And it's like crazy. I have a spot on my stomach. They all like lead and point to the middle. My whole back's covered in these like freckles and birthmarks.
Yeah.
I went to a dermatologist because in the summer, they get super dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's, like, is this anything I need to be concerned about? Because they get, like, dark. And he's like, oh, no, that's, like, your native blood that's not mixing with your white man.
So
funny. I don't know if I believe him.
Yeah.
But that's what the dermatologist said. I don't know. Yeah. He had a name for it. But, no, I haven't, luckily, had a crazy sunburns. But my mom has. She fell asleep in Oregon.
Yeah.
The Oregon.
Oh boy.
The harsh Oregon sun.
Yeah.
And she fell asleep either with socks on or with she had shorts on.
Yeah.
So just the back of her calves burnt and they were like bright red. Like it looked like she had socks on.
Damn.
It was bad.
Yeah, I have had one like incredibly bad sunburn. Mm-hmm. I was probably like 11. We'd went to Hawaii as a kid. We're, you know, living in Alaska and went there, and I got like the very first day that we were in Hawaii, I got so sunburnt. And so anyways, we went to bed that night. I was like not doing good. It was so bad that I woke up like in the middle of the night, like kind of hallucinating at the hotel we were at, or whatever condo. And I needed water, so I like left the condo, went down to the swimming pool, and then I kind of like came to like, what in the hell am I doing? I'm down at this pool. And so I go up try to get back in the condo, but it's locked and it's like 3 a.m. and I'm pounding on the door and no one can hear me. And so I just curl up in a ball in front of the door because I was just going to sleep there. And I'm crying, you know, I'm 11. And my my grandma and grandpa had came on the trip too, and they were in the condo right next.
Yeah.
My 80-year-old grandma heard me knocking, pounding on the door, but my fucking parents or no one else did. So anyways, yeah. That's bad hilarious. Sunburn. Yeah, I can't imagine it on my taint.
Okay, so no, please don't burn your taint.
Yeah, I'm not going to. 2 minutes. Two to five minutes.
Your taint's really white. Yes. I got a good eye full of it.
Oh boy. 2 to 5 minutes. Rare. Keep my taint.
I took some pictures of it.
Leave my taint out of this.
For myself. I took pictures for myself.
For your spank bank.
For my spank bank. What's funny is my hidden album on my phone is literally all naked pictures of you.
Yeah.
I like, because I have the ones of myself just in the regular gallery because, you know, whatever. Of course.
Yeah.
And then my whole hidden album is all you.
It's just me. Yeah.
okay. So no, I haven't had a bad sunburn.
Okay.
But I went to Mexico after I was on Dancing with the Stars. I got like this sponsored trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
I took my cousin and, you know how they have like the vendors that walk on the beach and they're like, oh, let me give you a henna tattoo, this or that. Yeah. And so I was like, fuck it. This is awesome. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I got the Mike Tyson.
I remember seeing pictures of this.
I have to find the pictures. I got the Mike Tyson henna tattooed on my face.
Yeah.
That bitch never came off.
Yeah, because you got tan with it,
no,
right?
No, it just wouldn't come off. Of course, I was really tan.
Yeah.
So I got super dark. I was like, super, like, ridiculously tan. And then I have this Mike Tyson tattoo on my face. So my dumbass did that. I had to fly to Texas the next day for an autograph signing.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'm in the Mike Tyson.
I
have the Mike Tyson on my face. So I'm in the airport walking around with a Mike Tyson tattoo in the airplane trying to scrub it off before I land in Texas because the appearance people are picking me up.
Yeah.
So I get picked up by like these whoever paid for me to be there, and yeah. I have Mike Tyson on my face.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so if anyone has pictures of that, then
yeah, I've seen pictures, send them my way, of it somewhere. Yeah,
so it's not good.
Yeah,
that was like the only thing that I've come home with.
Yeah.
On a vacation.
Mike Tyson face tattoo. Mike
Tyson face tattoo.
Yeah. Okay, so last week.
Okay, wait, before we do a recap, side tangent.
Yes.
Have you been following, so you follow Barstool?
Yes.
On Instagram? Yeah. Do you follow Dave Portnoy?
I don't think so.
Do you follow Miss Peaches?
I do not, but I know who Miss Peaches is.
So Dave Portnoy got a rescue dog named Miss Peaches.
Yeah.
And I'm literally obsessed with his Instagram.
Yeah.
It is the cutest freaking thing about, like, because obviously Dave's a very, like, straightforward, blunt person.
He's brash.
Very brash. That's his baby. Yeah. It is the cutest thing. She keeps, like, getting in trouble and, like, chewing up remotes and chewed up his wallet.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't know that it was him when it came across my feed because he wasn't filming himself.
Oh, okay.
He was just filming, like, he's like, Miss Peaches, the voice, what did you do?
Yeah.
So he's, like, filming Miss Peaches, and then it's, like, because Miss Peaches chewed up his wallet.
And, like, 80% of your Instagram feed is dog stuff. Yeah.
It is. It's dogs and hot models that I get pissed. I'm like, because they get to post cool stuff on Instagram.
Yeah,
I
you showed me one earlier that was insane.
Okay, side tangent again. Yes, I'm on Instagram. One of my photographers also was going through the same thing.
Okay.
Just all they post is like bikini pictures, just like sexy modeling. And theirs is 100% like art.
Yeah.
She's like, well, look at this. This lady...
Oh, so her stuff was getting taken down,
all too? All of her stuff's getting taken down, too.
Oh, crazy.
So then she sends me, and she's like, this is, like, look at this. And it is a girl. She...
Props.
And I showed you.
Yeah.
She just whips out one titty, then the next titty. No blurring, no nothing.
Nothing.
Two massive boobs.
Yeah, they
and
were
she's
massive.
Breastfeeding a fake baby. Big old titties.
Yeah.
Nipples, everything. And her whole page is full of just her breastfeeding.
Yeah, but it's... They're fake babies.
Fake babies. Just,
So there must be something like you can show.
Yes, Instagram's algorithm, you are allowed to show breastfeeding and it will not be taken down. Even though it's a fake fucking baby. And she's linking her OnlyFans and all of them.
She's genius. She's genius.
Should I just breastfeed you on Instagram so it won't get taken down?
You know, I was a baby once.
Yes, you were. So is that like the key? I need to just fake breastfeed all the time, then my Instagram stuff won't get deleted.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. When all you showed me that, I could not believe it.
Yeah. Couldn't believe how big her tits were. Couldn't believe it was on Instagram. I'm not gonna
get in trouble for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I gonna say?
Oh, damn it! Yeah,
I was on something.
You were.
I was on something funny.
Oh, dang it!
I need to breastfeed you. Oh, I don't know. Everything I post gets taken down. Our podcast content gets taken down. Yeah, where all I'm just talking about is life.
There was something before that, though. Oh, no.
Miss Peaches?
Yeah. We were talking about your feed being like 80% dogs, and then Instagram.
80% dogs and 80% girls' boobs.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So that's what my For You page looks like. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I... Oh, my gosh. Then I have to go back to Miss Peaches. Okay.
Okay.
No. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yes. Cool. I do, respectfully.
Cool. So when I tell you this, you're not going to be that surprised.
No, respectfully.
So you go on my For You page.
Yeah.
It's all dogs and naked girls.
Yeah.
Because I like to get modeling ideas
for
my OnlyFans. I like to like see what else is going on.
Yeah.
Stay hot.
Yeah.
So what your For You page is all what?
Football cards. Yeah.
Because pretty much it's all you do is look at football cards. So your whole feed's like fighting and football cards.
Yeah.
So when you're not looking.
Yeah.
I go on your For You page.
Yeah.
And if a hot girl pops up, I click show less often.
That is so funny.
So anytime a hot girl shows up on your For You page, I'll click on it and say, I don't like this content.
I
don't like this.
You know what's so funny is like, maybe it was yesterday or the day before or something. I was like looking at my Instagram and it was literally every single, I was like, damn, I really look at this many football cards? Like my whole page is, I know I send you memes and like funny stuff. Why is it all just fucking football cards?
Anytime a girl pops up on your feed, doesn't matter what they're doing, I just piss.
She's crazy.
I don't like this.
Oh, that is so funny.
I don't, you like are this crazy. Content.
You are certifiably crazy.
Certified freak.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Okay, leads me to this. Before we... Okay, go ahead.
No, go. Okay.
Okay, before we even get to the recap.
Oh, no. Should I finish my Miss Peaches story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in Instagram, and my feed is all dogs and in hot girls. So I click on a cute dog, and I'm like, ooh, cute dog.
You get to look at the hot girls.
So I click on, for educational purposes.
Hey, mine too.
What are you educating yourself about?
Because I take a lot of photos of you.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I need inspiration, you know.
I'll throw your phone away. So I'm scrolling through.
Yeah.
I click on this cute dog, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what a cute dog. And then, like, the voice is so cute because Dave Portnoy puts on this, like, oh, it's Miss Peaches.
Yeah.
Like, this cute voice. So I didn't know it was his Instagram or, like, his dog. But he's like, Miss Peaches, and he's showing that, like, Miss Peaches chewed up his wallet. And all I noticed was like, dang, this guy's rich. Because in his wallet, he's got like the Amex Black card, the gold Amex card, the silver Amex card. Yeah. He got a few $100s. I'm like, how the hell did he get all those Amex cards?
Yeah.
I just have this silver one. I want the black one.
Yeah.
Or the platinum. I want the, so they have like you have the platinum. I want the black card.
Ooh.
Invitation only though.
Really?
Yeah. You can't actually like find it. You have to be invited.
Okay. I would imagine Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. I think you have to spend like $1 million like a month on
what?
Your credit card. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I don't know the parameters. I don't think they're even specified out there, but it's pretty insane.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a cute dog.
He's got a cute
rescue dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. No black Amex card.
No, we don't perhaps, have we yeah. don't have that yet. Not yet.
Damn, what was I?
You were going to do a recap, and then you were going to say you said before the recap.
Oh, yeah. Toxic trait. What's a toxic trait that we both enjoy?
Okay.
With one another.
So I don't think we have toxic, like a trait.
Not like too toxic, yeah.
But one hilarious thing that we do is when I call you or you call me.
Yeah.
We'll say like, what's up, you sexy fucking bitch? Yeah. Like whenever we answer the phone, we are always cussing at each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we do call each other like, you fucking bitch. Like, yeah, we cuss at each other,
yeah,
and like
we curse. We get, yeah.
We cuss a lot.
It, which is so funny because, so yesterday, short little story, I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know, like I do.
Like you do.
Yeah. So I'm
every
playing.
Every day.
So I'm playing last night and we're talking about, so we've never watched Game of Thrones. Mm-mm. Which, and I get told all the time, it's the greatest show. Gotta watch Game of Thrones. So anyway, so I go on and my buddies are talking about Game of Thrones. I'm like, yeah, I've never seen it. They're like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, well, when it was like coming out, or it had already been out, but we were going to try to watch it. And so the way I explained it, I was like, yeah, you know, I started it. But it was right when I was courting Paige, and
so we always ended up having sex.
Yeah, we never really paid attention, and these two buddies of mine were just flabbergasted that I used the term courted, that I courted what? Paige, and they had no idea. Now, take in
you
mind,
you play with 26-year-olds.
Yeah, my buddy Proton is a 27-year-old. Yeah.
A little baby.
He's a little baby. He's 27. So anyways, they just could not believe that I used the term courted. And so I'm like, what? I mean, how? It's a fairly common, and I'm just being polite and whatever. And so when I said I'm just being polite about my wife, then they say, polite about your wife? You just yelled from the other room, hey, bitch, go get me a drink. And funny because they recognize the same.
Which
so,
you do.
Little toxic,
which
yeah.
Which sometimes it's so funny because we were out at brunch and your friends wanted you to play. And you were like, I'm just taking my bitch to brunch.
Taking my bitch to brunch.
I'll
first,
be right on.
And then I'll be back.
I just gotta take my bitch
an hour.
To brunch.
Yeah, let me get her like two Bloody Marys and
then she'll let me play
and
for
some
hours.
Brunch and then I can play the rest of the day. Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious. And then when you play, when you're in your office playing Call of Duty, I always walk by and I'll either flip you off.
Yeah.
Or I pretend you dropped something or have something in my pocket for you and then I'll flip you off.
Yeah.
And sometimes
it gets me riled up.
It does get you riled up. Sometimes I'll just walk by and moon you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll walk in your office and just fart.
Yeah. Just leave me in a fart box. My office is
I never
is
thought I would
a
share
literal
that.
Little box thing. Yeah.
Never thought I would share that with the world, but
yeah.
That's marriage. That's true love.
That is. Yeah.
That is
hey,
true
we've
love.
Talked about before. There are women who do very well selling their farts. So
that's true. Yeah. And well, I thought you were gonna go a different direction. I was gonna say once you can fart in front of somebody, you know it's true love.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, if you have to hide your farts, then
yeah, that is true.
It's true. If you felt like, because that means you're not 100% comfortable with that person.
Yes.
You have to be 100% comfortable and truly yourself.
Oh yeah.
And everybody flatulates.
Yes. Yeah.
Not everybody walks into the office and fart boxes Toots. The other people, but yeah. Oh my gosh, we talked about me farting on the last podcast too.
Yeah,
gosh,
you're just,
dang it.
You're just a tutor.
Just I'm really everywhere. Not.
Okay, give me a little recap last week because you did some cool shit.
Oh, yeah. I did do cool shit. So if you guys saw on my Instagram, I went pole dancing. It was awesome.
I did not get to, I was not present.
You were not invited.
I was training, yeah.
You could have come, but.
Yeah, so, okay.
Okay, so it's for OFTV, which this podcast is also on.
Yeah.
OnlyFans TV. And it's for their personal series, like OnlyFans' series. It's called In Real Life.
Yeah.
And the host, Casey, I want to say Casey Boone, incredible host.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. Like, I don't know if it's just because she's a good host or if we really hit it off, but it felt like we had been friends for like years. Or like friends in a past life. So we did like the interview at the house, showed our podcast studio, this and that. Then we went and took a pole dancing class together.
Yeah.
And she used to be a gymnast. So we fucking killed it.
It was.
I think we killed it.
It was crazy. Yeah.
It was incredible. But it gives me a new respect for strippers because my arms and my legs were so freaking sore.
You were sore.
I was sore. But of course, we were doing like the tricks where you hang upside down, spin upside down, like really climbing it. At one point, I would climb to the pole and I was spinning above her while she was spinning below me. It was pretty insane. So when that does come out on OFTV, make sure you guys watch it because it was awesome.
It's going to be crazy, huh?
It's going to be crazy. And that leads to our next topic. You love strippers.
You love strippers.
Strippers love me.
Okay, so first time we'd been to... Okay, so we go to strip clubs.
We do.
Together, yeah.
I think it's a great time. We like too. To, you know, get a little buzz on. When we do go out hard, which isn't very often.
I wouldn't even really say hard, but yeah.
No, we always make sure we can get home safe. And
yeah, we always get home fairly reasonable time.
Yeah, which is really funny. We don't stay out very late. We're usually home by midnight.
Okay, do you remember the first strip club we ever went to?
Yes, I do. And it's hilarious because wasn't it with, I won't say who. Anyways, I don't know if that's allowed.
Yeah.
I do remember we were in Portland.
Okay, yeah.
It was after some fights.
Yes, yes.
And somebody had invited us to go to the strip club that was down the street.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, there's this like iconic strip club. So Portland has the most strip clubs per capita out of any city in the United States.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like anyone who's if currently living or if you've been to Portland pre-COVID, it was like, every block you went down, there's a strip club.
Yes.
Like, it's in, every it truly is insane. One. Yeah, look it up if.
And Portland was the first ones to do drive-through strip clubs. So
during COVID.
During COVID, they were trying to do everything to stay afloat, which most businesses were.
Yeah.
So they had it, you could stay in your car and then you drive through tents and girls would be stripping in these tents.
Yeah.
And then they would just hand out these buckets and you could just put money in the bucket and tip them.
Yep.
While they're dancing like in these tents and you drive through with your car.
It's so crazy.
Genius.
We didn't ever do that. We should have just
talked about it. Yeah. We talked about it, but we were both training and
And it was during COVID. We weren't
Well, yeah, we weren't sure
what the hell was going on.
What the hell was going on at first. Anyways. So the first strip club we went to, this was much prior to that era.
Yeah.
So we got asked, we were like, hey, do you guys want to go to strip club? And it was like one of those things where it's like you looked at me and it was like totally on me to
say. Yeah, it was like,
And I was like, yeah, let's go. Because I had been to, I think, one before that. Just one time.
Really? Okay. Yep.
How many had you been to?
I've been to a few. Uh-huh. I have been to strip clubs. Well, when I was in college, like for wrestling, you know, we'd be in some of those Midwest states and we'd go to like one in Iowa and stuff. Not good. Not recommended.
So how would you compare the strip clubs in Miami?
Oh my
The strip clubs everywhere.
It's not
else.
Even. Yeah. Well, even in Alaska, in in Nanilchik, a little what would it be? A little north of Nanilchik, Soldotna, they had this strip club. It's called Good Time Charlie's. And just the most run down.
Wait, didn't you get a lap dance from a pregnant chick?
No, I didn't. But there was a lady who was, she had just given birth like sometime fairly recently.
Please don't say she was breastfeeding
she
somebody.
Was but she was lactating and like, and so she was like doing her dance and then, every once in a while, like something would splatter on the guys sitting there and my buddies, you know, they're all there, they're watching or whatever. And this, I wasn't there at the time, but my buddy, he's like, he said he kept feeling something. He kept like wiping something. I was like, the hell is this? It and then he realized she was lactating, and it was like not squirting, but it would come out, and when her titties would bounce, it would like bounce off. Oh, it was so bad. So that's just a little, yeah, that's a little
peek into your life before you met me.
Well, so there was that. Yikes. and then one other really quick one, because it was the funniest.
Wait, can I go pee really fast?
No, you gotta hold it.
Okay, go.
Okay, so on the wrestling team, we were like in the middle of Iowa. We had just like done some duels or whatever, and we had this heavyweight, and ironically, the heavyweight's name was Bubba, and okay. I won't go say his last name or anything, but so we're all at this strip club, and Bubba is like sitting there. I think it's his first time ever being mm-hmm. at one, and so this lady's like, we're like, Bubba, you know, like, tip her, throw some, yeah. And so he's putting money up, and she like starts dancing on him, and again, this is like middle of nowhere Iowa,
yeah.
And she gets like on all fours, and she starts like bouncing her butt on his face, right? So
don't tell me he gets pink eye.
So we're all just like dying laughing, because he doesn't look super comfortable. And this lady's just like bouncing her butt right off his face. Anyway, she gets up, walks away. And so we're kind of like watching Bubba, you know, giggling. We're 20,
yeah,
19-year-old boys, you know, at wrestling. And we start looking at him. He starts like wiping his nose, and he's like looking at his nose like he got something. Like,
ew!
Like his nose right in her butthole. And
that's like, so gross. It was gross. The
funniest. We all started dying. Like we got kicked out because we were just a little too crazy.
Yes, but that makes sense.
So yeah, so I had been to a few before.
Uh huh.
Suffice yeah. to say.
Okay.
Whore. Hey.
we were asked to go out after some fights.
Yeah.
And you lent it on my discretion if we were to go. And I was like, yeah, we can go. It's fine. So we show up. It was like our first like real outing as a couple like that, I would say.
At a strip club?
Well, it was our first time at a strip club, but like we went and got drinks. We were really newly dating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We were really new, like really new.
That's right. We weren't even married yet.
We weren't engaged yet either.
Oh, crazy.
No, this was like early on. And of course, I didn't realize that. I need to be a cool chick. So he stays with me. So I was like, yeah, we can go. No biggie.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was actually really cool.
Yeah.
It was like this iconic strip club in Portland. I think it was called Mary's.
Yes. And yes, Mary's.
Yeah. And it's like a really, really small, intimate venue. But the thing I appreciate about like that strip club, I guess, is like the girl who was up there, she like put on a show. It wasn't just like taking her clothes off and being sexy. It was like a comedy show almost.
Well, and then like, the tricks and stuff.
Oh, the tricks were like unbelievable. She had like these googly eyes that she would like reach around and make it look like her vagina had eyeballs.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Holy smokes.
She was so fun. It was like, it was funny.
Yeah.
Like the show was actually like really cool.
Yeah.
So that was our first one.
Yeah. So, obviously there. Yeah. The difference between like Portland. So then the other one, I always forget its name, but they have
the best steak.
Yeah. Portland. The best like steak bites or something. It's in Portland. Uh-huh. And we had a bunch of teammates who'd work there as like bouncers.
As bouncers,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But we had went in, I believe it's
I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah, gosh dang it, what is that called? The Acropolis.
The Acropolis. Sorry, Dennis, I just
and,
whacked you in the head.
Anyways, another just kinda like old school,
real divey. I would say like a lot of the strip clubs in Portland are very, very divey.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones here in like Miami,
it's like a club.
It's like a nightclub.
It's a club.
It's like big difference. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the difference. Mm-hmm. The women here, you know, obviously we're in Florida a lot
more.
We're
in Miami.
Yeah.
A lot more BBLs.
Yeah. A lot more Latina. Yeah.
Lots of big butts.
Yeah.
Big boobies.
Yeah.
Very.
I hate, but you know, but.
And I would assume that there's more women here to like compete with. Yeah. So I would say the strippers here are super hot.
Oh, the quality of like the women, as far as looks. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Hear me out.
Dancing a fine line.
I'm just hear me kidding. Out. Hear me out. It looks now when it goes to like performance and stuff. The ones in Portland are cool because
they put on like a show.
Yes.
Like they're doing tricks. They're like the dance goes with the music. Like it's all choreographed. Yeah. Like I felt like they were actually putting on a legit show.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones here, it's, you know.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, they're both. Yeah.
The show is already there.
Yeah. Like,
they walk in and it's a show.
Okay. But every time, almost just about every time
yeah.
we'd go to a strip club, we always, you know, you and I start talking and you're always like, gosh, I would be such a good stripper. I could go up and do this right now. And so you got to. Oh,
now I know for sure. I could do that.
You got to experience it.
I got to live my fantasy.
Yeah.
As a stripper.
And you are thinking about maybe going back more and doing.
And taking more classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The instructor was awesome. The lady who owns the studio was awesome.
Yeah.
So I think I might go take some more pole dancing classes. It was an incredible workout.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I know you were talking about how sore you were.
Okay, so obviously we're a married couple who goes to strip clubs.
Yes.
Or like a husband and wife. I'd be curious to like get some insight if do strippers like that?
Yeah.
That what we're like they... a couple goes in? Or is it weird to have another girl there? I don't know. I feel like we're always welcome every single time, but.
Yeah. I mean, if. I don't. It's got to be tough. I'm sure, you know, like going to strip clubs and like seeing everything that goes on, I'm sure it probably gets old for the strippers to like have like, you know, maybe older men mm-hmm. who are just like constantly grabbing and like, I mean, but at the same time, if they're paying up and they're yeah. paying money, the strippers are happy because that's what they're there for, to make
so,
money. So
okay, so the direction I want to go with this, I guess, is I feel like a lot of like boyfriends and husbands and men yeah. like we're gonna have a lot listening. I feel like they probably, okay, so my stance, I guess. Yeah. I want to go to my stance and then my advice for men and women. So yeah. I guess when we first got together, it was an immediate like, hell no, you can't go to a strip club without me.
Oh, exactly.
When we first got together, it was like, absolutely the fuck not. Yeah. You cannot go to strip clubs without me.
Yeah.
As we started, like, now we've been married for going on 6 years.
Yeah.
Now we go to them together all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think I've become more familiar with them. And it was just finally like, yeah, I guess let me go see what this is about.
Yeah.
I think women, you should know, like, there's shockingly a lot more women that go to strip clubs with their significant others than yeah. you think. Like,
yeah.
Whole, bachelorette parties will go to female, like, not male, gay strip clubs, like, actual real, like, regular strip clubs.
Uh-huh.
Girl, like tons of girls go. It's like a bar. It's a really fun time.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to a show, I guess.
Yeah.
So girls, I think, should be more comfortable going.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the parameters of people's relationships are totally.
For sure.
Whatever boundaries you set for them yourselves. Yeah. But if your man wants to go to a strip club, have some confidence. Just go with him. And yeah. honestly, it's pretty humbling. It makes me realize, like, not like comparison. It's like, you know, you always wonder, like, do I have nice tits? Do I have a nice vagina?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
I have a nice butt? Like, you're always curious. And, like, the diversity that you see at strip clubs, it's nice because you'd be like, oh, yeah, she's got the same tits I do. Awesome. Like, yeah. she's got the same butt that I do. So you can, like, compare yourself in, like, a positive way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It made me feel confident about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, we enjoy it. But, yeah, like you said, it's probably not for, you
It's
know,
probably not every, for every couple.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think that's a good place to start for, like, you know, couples where the girl, like I was like, no, you cannot go to strip clubs without me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go together. Like,
to be honest, like, for me, the thought of even going to a strip club without you now is like, nah, I'm not really that interested. Like,
because you did get invited to go to for like a bachelor party, which it just didn't work out, the timing.
But. Yeah. But yeah, as far as like, yeah, going well, to a strip club, I just don't really have any desire if I'm not doing it with you.
Well,
for
you.
One, you do, the women do love you
they
at
do
the
love
strip
me.
Club, so you get a little
feel
more
like
attention.
I get a little more attention, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm like,
well, because I'm like, well, because I feel like a lot of guys do this, go to strip clubs, and it's like, you feel like the dancers need to earn money.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're working. I come with stacks of ones. Yeah. Everybody gets money.
Yeah.
You get money. You get money.
Yeah.
Because they're working. They deserve to be tipped.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the reason the women like me too.
Yeah.
But I also think that you would feel uncomfortable going to strip clubs without me, because there's things that obviously, like, I allow you to do with me there.
Yeah, exactly.
That I probably might, like, I might not be you comfortable.
Wouldn't be, yeah, you wouldn't be happy about.
No, like, sure. Obviously I've paid for you to get a lap dance. Like,
yeah.
And it's fun, and I think it's great.
Yeah.
I have a great time. And I think maybe you probably wouldn't feel as comfortable doing that without me there.
Oh, 100%.
I would hope.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the nice thing, too, is we have so much trust in our relationship, though. If you were to get invited, like, we have some teammates and coaches in town, and I, yeah. like, asked you yesterday, like, hey, are you going to go take them to the booby trap?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you were like, eh, maybe.
Yeah. Nah. I want my wife to go, too.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Portland has the most strip clubs per capita in the United States, with 54 strip clubs per 11,286 residents. This is more than twice the number of public restrooms in the city.
Wow.
They have more than two times the strip clubs than they do public restrooms.
That's insane.
That's insane.
But maybe that's why we see so many
people,
folks
pooping
taking
on
shits
the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
I have.
Because there's too many strip clubs. There's not enough public restrooms.
I have on multiple occasions seen people pooping on this sidewalk in Portland.
But what's really crazy to me is, you know, we obviously enjoyed going to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. We've only been to, I think we've only been to two in Portland, right?
Yeah, we've only been to two.
We've been to two, but
well, okay, the thing is, like, in Portland, like, we only lived there for a short period of time
for sure.
until we moved out. So I would say we didn't have that long, but the Mary's and then the
Acropolis.
The Acropolis, which is humongous, by the way.
Yeah, it is big.
I would say, just based on judging the outside of them, most of the strip clubs in Portland look very divey.
That is the other part. Is
very questionable. I don't know that I would feel safe going to some of them.
Yeah, to some of the other ones. Yeah, that is true. But it legitimately, no joke, like, every block
corner.
You go down, there's strip clubs.
Yep.
So it's
well, they're all small. They're all these, like, kind of hole-in-the-wall little places
where
I feel like the ones here in Florida are nightclubs. And they're these, like, big, extravagant things.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Yeah. You know, might have to make you take me to the strip club soon.
This weekend?
Hey, I didn't say it. You did.
I did. Hey, as long as I get Taco Bell afterwards, that's my go-to after the strip club is a good chalupa.
A good taco.
That was dirty.
I had to. You left it up.
Except for Taco Bell did come out with a few more items for 2024, and I'm stoked to try them.
Yeah, I saw the one, but
I'm so excited.
Okay, you got some fan?
Oh, I have questions. Sorry, you took us on a strip club tangent.
I know. Got you all hot and bothered.
Got me all hot and bothered. Oh, sorry. My phone's on loud. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So,
a little fan. A little fan time.
Yeah. Let's do some questions from the fans.
Yes.
Because obviously, this is for the fans.
Yes.
To share
your fans' ants.
Share my dirty little strip club secrets. People get to know the true me.
Yeah, with your fans' ants.
Yeah, yeah. We don't say fans' ants anymore because I don't have that website anymore.
Oh, okay.
But they
are
my fans' ants.
Yeah, yeah.
They are my fans' ants. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, people are super. Other people are hot and bothered today, too.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's start with something mild.
My mother listens to this.
I really hope not.
She does. She listens to every episode.
You know what? My mom does too. We'll just. You know what's funny though? My mom was here not that long ago.
Yeah.
And she like opens our top junk drawer or whatever. And she in our top drawer in our kitchen is just stacks of ones.
Oh boy.
And she was like, what are all these ones for? I was like, Mom, you don't want to know.
You don't just smell them.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, these are really sexy. Okay. What's our favorite restaurant in Florida?
Ooh, favorite restaurant in Florida. Do you have yours?
Yeah, I would say 234. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, 234. I was like thinking for a sec. We've got a couple of
Couple of staples. This Mexican restaurant that's
Toreros
yeah. is incredible.
Sette mezzo
for Italian.
Yeah, you can never get the pronunciation of it right.
What is it?
It's not sette. It's sette. S e t t e.
Sette. Sorry.
Okay.
Sette mezzo, which is Italian. Yeah.
Look at me, just being a bitch.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that was ridiculous.
Rude and uncalled yeah. for.
But I'd say 234. 234 is probably our favorite.
And the nice thing is they always have like an alternating chef's menu.
Yes.
That changes so you get to try new things.
Yep.
I love their cocktails. It's like the ambiance is incredible too because you're sitting right on the beach.
Right on the beach. Yeah. Great oysters.
Great oysters. You yeah. love a good oyster.
Yup.
Okay. Wow. These are all sexual. Always looking good. Some few compliments.
Okay, cool.
Favorite activity to do together.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say, can we pick something non-sexual, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our favorite activity to do together.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Do we do activities?
We do. This is like the hobby question. Like, what are your hobbies?
What are your hobbies?
I don't know. We just kind of do stuff together.
I don't
yeah.
know. We just kind
of... I mean, my favorite's opening cards together.
We just kind of live life together.
Yeah, we do.
This is fun.
Yeah, we... genuinely, we really love doing this.
I just love going out to eat with you.
Our date nights.
My favorite yeah. activity with you is you taking me to dinner
yeah.
and getting a few drinks and then coming home.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're not club people. As much as we just went on a tangent about going to strip clubs.
Yeah.
We are typically home by midnight.
Yeah.
And yeah. we're not nightclub people.
No, not at all.
At all. I just yeah. can't stay up
unless
that late.
It's like a unless it's like an appearance thing or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Which is bad and hard for me to be like, yeah, I'll only go to the or club if I get paid to be there.
Yeah. Or if our little guy Garrett convinces us to
You know, the last time, though, we went out in Miami, we talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
But 11, I...
You walked home.
I walked outside, got a
you
taxi, and went yeah. home.
You left me.
Left you at the nightclub, yeah. which 11's...
It's probably why we don't go, because you leave me.
11's a little bit like a strip club. When I'm ready to go home...
Time to
no
go.
No question.
Yeah.
I am real stubborn sober, and I'm really stubborn when I'm drunk.
Yep.
Okay. What do you think of piercings? Ooh, okay, this is good, actually,
oh,
because
yes.
you have your ears pierced.
I
and
do.
You recently started wearing little, like, blue, I don't know, what are they, sapphires or
couple,
studs in your earrings? A
couple times, yeah, every once in a while. My ears are so ugly, cauliflowered, and so,
hot.
Yeah, I spruce them up a little bit.
Your ears come with a story.
Yeah, so, yeah, I, of course, you know, kid or in high school, I got my ears pierced and more like the, yeah. So
I think you look great with your ears
yeah,
pierced.
I put you wanted to see what it looked like, so I put some in
and I thought it looked hot.
And she liked it.
It did. So many sexy or so many sexy.
Yeah,
so
but
many
piercings
sexual.
Piercings for you.
Oh, I have my nose pierced, I have my ears pierced, my belly button pierced. That's all.
Yeah.
And what's
yeah, that's
the,
all.
What's the secret to always being so happy as me?
As you?
Yeah.
That
Dang. Was the question.
Yeah.
I am not happy all the time. I am a psycho.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
I think... I mean, no, you are happy, but you are the responsible one
yeah,
in
so
our relationship.
That comes with a great deal of stress.
With a lot of stress, yeah. So the better question is, why am I happy all the time? And I'm happy all the time because I have an amazing wife who takes care of all the stress and stuff.
And we
so.
Have Dennis. I have yeah. an emotional support doggy.
No, we do just have a really fortunate life. So
I would appreciate a little bit more liveliness out
yeah.
of you, Dennis. Okay. Oh, which one of you initiates sex, you or your husband? We both do.
We both
I'm
do.
I'm not the only one.
No, no, okay. no. We both do. I honestly, I was going to go the... other, or the opposite. Oh. I was going to say that I, but no, we definitely both
do. Know.
But I mean, admittedly, you are certainly in the mood a lot more often than I am. Not in a bad way. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, just,
yeah,
the way that it is. So
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is funny. What's my skincare routine? Because I have beautiful skin.
This is funny.
So last night, so I use drugstore makeup or whatever I can find on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm just get the Amazon.
That looks nice. Amazon.
We get new packages every day from Amazon. New skincare, new skincare stuff.
So I recently have, like, you know what? I need to actually start taking care of my skin. So I've been going to get, like, facials and, like, all these new, like, things on my face.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I really should. I'm going to be 30. I need to start actually giving a shit about my skin. And so I was like, hey, babe, I texted you last night. I was like, can I spend $1,000 on skincare?
Yep.
And you were like, you don't have to ask me, which I know I don't have to ask you, but I just wanted that reassurance.
You just wanted to make me feel shitty about buying cards without saying anything.
No, I didn't. Okay. I just... For me to spend that much money, I did. Okay. I went balls deep.
Got medical grade
skincare. I got everything from the line. I got all the stuff. And so for me to spend that much money on skincare, I buy like $9.99.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. Face wash. I put just like the squirty Jergens on my face.
I'm going to be curious to see your skin after this.
Yeah.
I mean, after this.
If it doesn't look better, I'm going back.
To be honest, I look at your skin, I'm like, you got perfect skin.
No, but I have been blessed with good skin, though. I never struggled with acne. That was one thing that I was really, really fortunate to not have an issue with.
Do you want
to
know my skincare routine?
You wash your face with my shampoo bar.
Yeah, nothing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't do anything.
I know. If you let me give you a facial, your face would look gorgeous.
No, because that see, in my head, it's if you start doing all the extra stuff, then you start stressing about it, and that's when, like, pimples and stuff start. So I just let it be.
Okay. Will Vanderford cards be going into NBA card collecting?
Ooh, I do collect Kobe Bryant stuff, and I have I actually, you know what? I just got on this new app, VeraSwap, and so I've been, like, trading.
Yeah.
And I don't really collect a whole lot of basketball. I do collect Kobe Bryant just because he was, like, a childhood idol and all that. But I had a few, like, basketball cards. I literally just traded some right before the show for a really cool Trevor Lawrence rookie card. So, I don't really have a whole lot of NBA stuff. I think... When a specific player moves on from the Lakers, then I was a lifelong Laker fan as a kid, and then I kind of stopped caring about them. Once a specific player leaves the Lakers, I might become a Laker fan again, and that'll get me back into the NBA.
I just got so bored. Sorry. I just totally zoned out during all of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow, that went on for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, I was just trying to answer. You asked the question.
Yes, that's true. Okay. One is Dennis a Pomeranian. He is a Pomeranian Chihuahua miniature pincher super mutt.
Yep.
I did do his DNA testing. And he's a baby angel.
People
are going to be concerned if you just fall asleep on the couch every time. But no, he is playful in the mornings.
Yeah.
He's still, but he's 13. So, yep. Am I taking the $50,000 deal?
She's not.
The guy actually came back and said I didn't have to send him the hair.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm kidding.
I have grown my hair out for so long.
Yes.
You know how long it's taken me to get hair like this?
Like I've said before, it's almost not even because you've probably spent close to that on hair stuff.
No. I buy cheap hair stuff too. I have Rice shampoo hair. It's shampoo in a bar.
Okay.
I do need conditioner, though. I am out of conditioner.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Wow. It's hard to filter these.
Yeah, do you want me to be
straightforward or
do one more and we'll probably be good.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Ooh, cold plunge. Let's talk about the cold plunge or sauna. Which one's our favorite?
Ooh, cold plunge or sauna?
I like cold plunging better.
I love sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do like to sauna, but you like to get that thing just ripping.
Ripping, huh?
Ugh, and it burns my face off.
Yeah.
Have we gotten a fight recently?
Yeah, we already talked about this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious if we've been in another one.
Since then?
Yeah.
I don't know that we have.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I always like talking about our fights.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we have.
Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
No, I had one other funny thing. Oh, someone else wants to be my cook.
Oh, jeez. What does that mean? Someone else wants to be your cuck?
Oh.
The hell does that mean?
Oh, hold on.
Insinuating what?
That I, multiple people would like to be my cucks. Multiple people.
Unbelievable.
Like
replacing a cuck, calling me a cuck?
No,
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nope. That's not what that means.
Unreal.
It's funny to me how many people don't know that I'm married. How did you meet your boyfriend?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The rest of these are all just tell me about your feet and your butthole and
I need to eat, so.
You need to eat. Okay. Yeah. Well.
I think that's it.
I started us. You want to close us?
I don't have it memorized like you do.
This is
a kick-ass love story.
With Patreons and Austin Vanderford and Dennis Vanderford. And we are now on YouTube, OFTV, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, a few other things. Wherever you get your podcasts, listen to us every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes. And please like, subscribe, and share.
Oh, actually, we just hit 100,000 subscribers.
Yes.
I think we talked about that last one. So anybody who comments on this video, what do we want them to comment?
Yeah, comment. Can't
comment strip club.
Yeah.
Comment your stripper name.
Yes.
In the comments. We want to know. Oh, yeah. That was the other thing me and Casey played with. We were figuring out what our stripper names are.
Oh, funny.
I decided I needed to be something like in Spanish because we're in Miami now. It's very like Miami Cuban environment. Yeah. I want to be something like Caliente or.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. So anyways, you guys comment your stripper names in the comments and we're going to pick one person to win a prize. It'll be signed gloves, signed poster, just a few little things that we can put together for a little fan pack. So comment your stripper name. And I think that's it.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
All right.